This is The Agenda from News Radio 560, KPQ, and KPQ.com, where topics of local concern are open for discussion.
All righty, thanks for joining us today for the Thursday edition of The Agenda. And a little later on in the hour, we're going to be joined by at least three, there may be four. We won't even have enough microphones for all of the local law enforcement agency heads who are going to join us to tell you about a wonderful safety initiative for our graduating seniors. And we'll tell you about that here coming up in a little bit. But right now we're going to talk about possibilities. And Linda Haglund with the Wenatchee Downtown Association is our guest. You do this this possibilities tour twice a year.
We
and
do,
fun
yeah.
Coming up here just right around the corner here.
Yep, next Wednesday. This is our spring tour, and this one's going to be really fun because we're going to get to go into a building I've wanted to go in for years. So I'm so excited for this possibilities tour.
The other day when I was walking up to Memorial Park to go get something for lunch, I noticed I walked by a vacant storefront, and I thought somebody someday is going to be in this spot, and that's the whole purpose of your possibilities tour, is to bring people together that might be looking to locate and learn more about opportunities downtown, and more than just kind of looking at a listing. So tell us how these possibilities tours work and the advantage of creating this whole event.
So I kind of lovingly refer it to a kick the tires tour. So we don't need an RSVP. We like people to show up. We generally get a lot of people who are curious. What makes this a wonderful tour is that you get to see some inside some of these spaces that are for lease, that unless you called the property or property manager, property owner or property manager, you wouldn't be able to get in there. So this is an opportunity to get in. Nobody's going to ask you what you're thinking about doing, what your idea is. It's a kick the tires tour. You get to go in. We don't talk about price per square foot. If the property owner or manager's there, lots of times they'll tell you, but it's not something we promote. We're just promoting getting you into these spaces and come dream with us. What are the possibilities? This one's going to be really interesting because of the established opportunity zone that the downtown is in. So what does that mean to these downtown spaces? How does that play in? Is really going to be a fun conversation. So we ask people to show up at 3 o'clock next Wednesday, the 22nd. And at 3 o'clock, you need to show up on the corner of Kittita Street and Wenatchee Avenue. So that is right there. Link Transfer is across the street. It's right there on the corner. And a lot of people know that is the old keyhole space. And that will be one of the first ones we get into. But the exciting, lots of exciting buildings this time. But one of them is the old original jail. That is the oldest brick building, right, still standing. And that is right behind that. So we'll divide the group a little bit. And we get to get into that place because it is now for sale. And so you'll get to see that. Many people are curious about that old building. And then we'll cross the street, and we're going to go into Bellevue Healthcare. It used to be the old Wells and Wade building. Joe Gamboni is going to show us those spaces that are available, and they've done a facade improvement, so those buildings look really, really cool right now. Then we're going to go down and see three on Columbia Street, and that's the Lineage buildings that just came up for sale. So that's going to be fun to see those spaces. And then the really special part is we'll end on the corner of Yakima and Columbia at 509 Beer Works. It was vacant a year ago. So you're going to get to go in and see what can happen in a year and how they dreamed that space. And we're going to provide you some food. We're going to buy some snacks there. And if you choose a beverage, it's no host. But we're going to end there with a nice conversation, and you get to have a little bit of food and see what they've done in a really cool space.
Ordinarily, you couldn't see this much available square footage in the span of roughly two short hours.
Uh-huh.
So a great opportunity on the possibilities mm-hmm. tour. Tell us what an opportunity zone designation affords someone who's looking to maybe start a business and do it in this opportunity zone in downtown.
Mm-hmm. So when Wenatchee, in collaboration, City of Wenatchee, Port of Chelan County, Chelan County, all collaboratively went in to get the opportunity zone designation, it runs from 5th Street all the way to Malaga. And so my entire downtown is in the opportunity zone. And really, it is somewhat complicated, but simple. And I'm going to give you the Linda Simple version. If you have capital gains that you need to reinvest, you can reinvest them in an opportunity zone. That delays what you have to pay in capital gains, and depending how long you leave them in there, you get a reduction in the capital gains you need to pay. That's the easiest way. So that is going to infuse some money. People who want to reinvest and see development, but not necessarily know quite how to do that, we have really experts in this town that have their brain around Opportunity Zone and how those investments work. But all of these opportunities qualify.
Again, the event is next Wednesday from 3 to 5 p.m. Again, where do you show up? And there's no RSVP.
No.
You just get ready and bring some comfortable shoes. 3 to 5 p.m. and you show up again.
On the corner of Kittitas and Wenatchee Avenue. And you're going to go on the west side corner where that old keyhole used to be, right there by Taco Loco, right?
Yeah.
On that corner, people know that well. It's where that truck diverter was installed. It's right there in that intersection. And we will start there, depending on how many people. We had about 60 last year, so we may divide these groups up a little bit. We won't overwhelm that jail.
Port of Chelan County is your partner on the program.
And
as
that's
well.
The last thing I wanted to say is the Port of Chelan County is tasked with economic development, and they see value in this. So they give us a grant every year to help pay for those snags and the collateral and marketing. And then they also partner with us because we work on a new business toolkit. So a handout that we can hand people that are thinking about going into business. How do you connect with the city of Wenatchee? What kind of business license do you need? What kind of inspection? And so the Port of Chelan County helps us because we're a small nonprofit. And this allows us to do some things we couldn't typically do. So my last was a thank you to the Port of Chelan County for helping us in this effort. And the money they give us supports both possibilities tours.
We're talking with Linda Haglund, the executive director of the Wenatchee Downtown Association. I wanted to ask you a little bit about, is there still time to get signed up for a hero banner, which will go on display?
So excited.
Coming
I'm glad
up
you said
in November.
That.
I know there's a deadline in August, so
we haven't started pushing it out yet.
Okay,
but I'm going to tell you, a very passionate group, the Bunker, that's serving vets. They will be the beneficiary this year, and very passionate people, and they started selling banners. So yes, there's still time to buy the banners. We'll do a push in June and begin to get that information out. But yes, there will be a chance to honor your hero in our local heroes here in the community. The 21 that were purchased last year will rehang. They hang for 2 years, but they've already have commitments for 15. And then we hope if we could get to 50 banners this year would be awesome. And so if you're interested at all, again, you're going to see we're going to do a mailer. We're going to do a lot of after we get through Ale Trail, which is our Father's Day beer walk event, a sip and stroll on Father's Day weekend on Saturday. Once we get past that, my what's next will be the Heroes Banners, and we'll start pushing it pretty hard.
Okay. Well, I jumped maybe a little bit ahead, but if you'd like more information on that, it's only $200 to purchase this banner to honor your chosen hero. And then they get it after
they
it's
do.
Done this being on display. But you'll see more. But there is a deadline for that, for the next displays, August 31st. But don't waste too much time on that.
And
don't miss out on the amount that are still available for the next display. So tell us about Father's Day, because that's coming up right around the corner here.
It is. So Father's Day weekend, Saturday the 15th, will be our fourth annual Ale Trail. It's a fun thing to do with your dad, and you purchase a tasting glass. We get you some tokens. So for $20, you can take your dad on a little stroll through downtown. We have craft brews and ciders in 16 locations. And we have some really fun new breweries this year. So you're going to be able to taste some brews maybe in stores, and they're all permitted. So you get to go store to store and pick the ones you want to try and try some craft brews in downtown. It's going to be super fun. It's 12 to 5. And those are on sale right now if you want to do something fun for your dad. We sell those tickets either through our office or through Eventbrite. They're a ticketing source that you can go on if you want to do it online, or you can get it directly from us. But it is a, it's a fun thing to do with your dad, or just anybody can do it. We do it Father's Day weekend because honestly, everybody said you need to do something for dads and men. So this one's kind of geared that way. So it's super fun.
All right. So we've got the Possibilities Tour coming up on Wednesday, May 22nd from 3 to 5 p.m. Meet down where the old Keyhole Security Center location was, kind of kitty corner from the Transit Center is, and right in downtown Wenatchee, and just bring some comfortable shoes. Mm-hmm. In 2 hours, you can take a look at all the available space in downtown Wenatchee, and it sounds like last time you had about 60 people. So
we did.
These are very well attended. That number kind of surprises me, but that's terrific.
It is, and what's always fun about this is at the end of the day, typically there is leases come from that, and I think it's because there's no pressure. It's just a super fun conversation. So yes, we'd love to see anybody and everybody. And then I'd like to say a special thank you to Cherry Creek Radio and KPQ for allowing us to come on the agenda and talk about what we're doing as a small nonprofit. Our messaging this way is incredibly important, and I just want to say thank you. We don't thank you enough for all you do for this community. It's fun.
Well, while we're doing that, I want to thank you just personally. Last time I saw you, I was kind of complimenting you on the string of lights that run downtown. So that's going to stay up year-round?
Yeah, I just get giddy thinking about that. It was a dream of ours, and a special thank you to a partnership with the City of Wenatchee and the Wenatchee Valley Chamber of Commerce, who all saw value in this idea. It was not the easiest thing we've ever done and cost about 3 times more than we thought. But what a game changer at night downtown. I was telling somebody I had to come down late at night one night, and I remember coming in from South Wenatchee, and those lights just pull you and welcome you into downtown. It's that warm feeling that it's a nostalgic hometown downtown feeling, and they will stay up all year. And again, we couldn't do this without partnerships, and we don't own those light poles, right? We can buy lights for them, but it's the City of Wenatchee, Rob Jammerman and his crew that helped us get there. And then at the end, when it cost a whole lot more than we thought, the chamber stepped up to help us pay for that super, super great project that went up last year. It was so fun. I just love it. I just like to come down here just to feel it.
Alrighty. And so long term, they're going to stay up for as long as you can keep them up.
Exactly.
Right. Well, it's been a great addition. Well, thank you for joining us today, Linda Haglund. Again, if you'd like to be on the Possibilities Tour, that is again next Wednesday, runs from 3 until 5 p.m. Head for the big group standing on the corner in front of the old Keyhole Security Center location and kitty corner from the Link Transit Station in downtown Wenatchee. Linda, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Hope you get a great turnout for that. And as you can see, all the possibilities to locate in downtown Wenatchee and hosted with the Port of Chelan County on this project, you can learn about some opportunity zone advantages for you as well. When we come back, I can't believe how much law enforcement we have out there in the lobby. And they are excited to come in en masse to talk about the Everybody Walks program. It's a safety initiative for graduations around our region, and we'll tell you about that when we come back on The Agenda.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ, KPQ.com, and streaming on Alexa or the KPQ mobile app.
Well, this is almost like Chief for a Day. We've got a studio full of law enforcement. Who's back running the departments today? I want to introduce a studio full here. We have Douglas County Sheriff Kevin Morris. We have and I want to get the titles right here. From the Washington State Patrol, from our detachment 6 here, is it Captain? Or I want to give the right title here.
Yep,
Rob
Captain.
Huss with the State Patrol. Chelan County Sheriff Brian Burnett. We have Ray Coble, Assistant Chief for the East Wenatchee Police Department. We don't have enough mics to go around, but Ray will get you on one of these as well. And also, who else is coming, Sheriff Morris?
The Eastmont principal, Lance, is on his way.
Okay.
And potentially Chief Crown.
Okay. So we've got a studio full today, and the initiative is Everybody Walks. And Sheriff Morris will kind of have you lead this off. This whole thing is involving graduation and making sure it's a safe night, but also that the kids get to participate in this. So maybe kind of paint the basic picture here for us on why we want to make this a safe graduation and how law enforcement is going to be having emphasis patrols as well.
Absolutely. So I got to give credit where credit is due. This idea actually originated out of Chelan County Sheriff's Office. They dealt with two tragic accidents really quick together last year, and it's based off of that you know, that senior party and these kids making bad decisions. So they reached out to all of us partners, clear out to the Forest Service, and we've met a few times, and they're actually kind of organizing this emphasis, if you will. And so I'll pass it over to Sheriff Burnett.
Understand. Okay. And Kevin was already, Sheriff Morris, going to be here for regular visit. He said, how about if I bring my comrades along, and because we are unified in this effort. And so I'll segue back over to Sheriff Burnett.
Absolutely.
What a tragic, tragic day. And glad to see all of you guys kind of embracing arms on this project.
Right. And first of all, we're not there to point fingers and say, you know, shame on you, you were drinking or you were doing this, any of those accidents last year, whether they were alcohol involved. It's what we're looking for is to help our young adults that are graduating out of high school make some good decisions prior to that, moving towards a celebration. And that's what we want, is a good outcome. We don't want to see loss of life, tragic events, or even those who are hurt tragically in accidents. It's going to be long life sustaining results from that. So what we're saying is, hey, let's partner with our schools. Let's get all of our local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies here to partner together. And we're going to go after this hard. And we're working with the schools who say, hey, we want to curb this. We want to stop this. And we're out to put resources and money and time and effort in to say we're not willing to let another person get hurt and to see this happen in our backyard.
State Patrol is part of this as well. Captain Huss is here as well, and I know you guys are ready to jump in and be a part of this.
Each and every time, Dave. It's a great opportunity, and as Sheriff Burnett has commented, as well as Sheriff Morris, we always look for those partnering opportunities to not only in law enforcement, but public safety in our community, and this is a great ability to bring in those schools an ability to get in front of this as best we can, and then work with the families. They end up being the victims so many times in these unnecessary tragedies. So whatever we can do to be a part of the solution, make positive steps well in advance is certainly our goal, and we're committed to doing that.
Let's get Assistant Chief Ray Coble from East Wenatchee Police Department over there. Ray, and I know we may have an educator coming along to join us here in just a couple of minutes, so I won't necessarily ask you to ask for the schools, but part of this program is the schools want everybody walking at their graduation ceremonies, and as law enforcement officials, you want everybody walking away from their graduation celebrations afterwards as well. So East Wenatchee Police Department will be out there. You guys going to be beefing up patrols over that big graduation weekend?
Oh, absolutely. We'll be working with the other agencies, partnering up. We have some folks that have signed up we're dedicating them to this project. It's an emphasis that we're highly motivated to be a part of. It's very important to us. We have a great partnership with our school districts, Eastmont School District, and the East Wenatchee Police Department work well together, and you know, these are members of our community that we want to protect as best we can and help them be successful.
Thank you, Ray. Sheriff Morris, let's get you back on the mic there as well. This is, as a parent, we cringe, we worry, we listen for the news the next morning, often just kind of hoping we don't hear about the kinds of tragedies that we heard last year and have heard, unfortunately, so many times before. And I know you must send your guys out and your folks on duty and hope that it's a quiet night, and sometimes it isn't.
Right. I'm going to I'm going to caveat off what Captain Huss talked about, and that's family. You brought up parents also. Part of our discussions in preparing for this week, these couple weeks, is trying to get the message to parents. We need parents to help us. We need to make sure they know where their children are. Give them an avenue outside of the traditional party out in the woods and then drive home. That's really what we're looking for, a partnership with our parents as well. We are putting out all the resources that we can in the entire Chelan County, entire Douglas County, together to ensure that we are enforcing, making enforcement decisions for poor decisions. So we want all of our graduates, all of these kids, to understand that we have zero tolerance. We are not going to sit back and allow this to occur. And we're asking our parents to help us with that.
Sheriff Burnett, and again, you guys can speak to the law enforcement end of this, I know, but the schools want to make sure everybody is walking at their graduation ceremonies. And I read a little bit of information that's just going out over social media. So they're trying to help kids who maybe have made some past poor decisions. Maybe not hold that against them. Let them participate in the graduation ceremonies. Maybe as an incentive, hey, guys, we're going to let you walk in the ceremony, but that is in exchange for we want you to do the right thing, be responsible on your graduation night. But on the other side, there is going to be the hammer of the emphasis patrols and, as Sheriff Morris pointed out, zero tolerance. Do you think that's the kind of message that young people should hopefully embrace, and knowing that, hey, we're gonna let you participate in this big ceremony, but do the right thing graduation night?
Yeah, policy-wise, I think they're doing a great thing there to say, hey, we want to see our kids graduate and be successful. And there's not a person in this room or outside that's been involved in this promotion of this event to say that we disagree with that. No, that's absolutely, we want them to have the best future possible. What we're saying is, on the law enforcement side, is we're taking this serious because we probably each know individuals that didn't come home the next night, whether it was through work or whether it was through personal experience growing up and seeing people lose their lives due to vehicles and alcohol and bad decision making. And what we're saying is we're not willing to risk that, and we're going to put out everything we can to make sure that we curb that activity. And if it means handcuffing several individuals and taking them to jail and let them see what the big jail looks like, because most of these kids graduate and they're going to be 18, and if not, they're going to get booked into juvenile. And if that's on a weekend, they're not getting bailed out until Monday. So it's going to be a very unpleasant experience for them. Now, some people can say, well, that seems a little extreme, not when it talks about curbing and reducing that risk factor when it says about saving lives for the future.
Captain Huss, what's the experience of a young person, really any person, when they get pulled over by that state trooper or any of our local law enforcement agencies? And is that our next guest joining us popping in there? Okay, we're expecting one more to the party here. But what's the experience? You get pulled over. You get the BAC test there administered, or the field sobriety test, I think it's called. Then what happens, and what is a young person likely to encounter?
Yeah, certainly, you know, any contact you're going to have with law enforcement is going to be based certainly on a professionalism and respect. And any of our troopers, and I know the deputies and the officers with the city PDs, certainly approach that to investigate the information that's in front of them. And part of that process, if they are determined to be impaired, they are thus arrested. The appropriate process is associated with that, whether it's a breath test, or we utilize the services of drug recognition expert. And that's for somebody that's using substances in addition to or otherwise outside of alcohol to determine those levels of impairments. And we have those folks in duty as well, or on duty as well, providing that critical service and really understanding what's in front of us. But the sheriff has said it so eloquently. I mean, we really want to be a part of the strong solution on the front end, and the availability of partnering with anybody we can to have a positive outcome before we ever get to the graduation ceremony.
All right. What I know that's kind of the lingo and the terminology, but just put it in a perspective so that a parent who might be listening to us, what's going to happen to their youngster if they get pulled over by, you know, most officers? Is it a night in jail or Does mom or dad get a call, and because they're young, they get to go home right away? I mean, what's the reality here?
Yeah, very much. They could anticipate any one of those, depending if it's the lowest level of a traffic offense, the speed. We're going to take the necessary measures to address the poor decision-making, the behaviors, and the associated dangers. If the individual is arrested and booked into jail, there's going to be some communication to their family through that individual. If there's an opportunity for us to reach out to families, whether they're physically booked or the decision is to release, but there's going to be some interactions, and those consequences carry a very heavy penalty associated. And it has a huge impact onto the hearts of those families as they work through and understand that.
And, of course, it could be ultimately life-changing, or it could be a fatal result. It just kind of depends on the nature of this. Well, again, this is being spread through social media, through the schools. So is it Wenatchee Eastmont School District's participating with this? Who can tackle that?
We're going both counties, Chelan and Douglas County. And obviously it could even take us up into Kittitas County, I mean, because that's what we've had experience, whether it's in the Clackam. And let's face it, kids are getting organized. They're doing things to try to figure out how to beat the system, which means beat the detection of where these parties are. And what our hope is that we have zero arrests, meaning that we're not successful, is that we're successful to deter on the front end. That would be our ultimate success in this campaign, is that all of these overtime dollars that every agency is committing to put out there, because there's going to be a lot of officers from, what, six or seven different agencies participating in this on multiple different days and nights. And so you can expect that if you're up for the challenge, I guess, I hate to say it to that kid that says they're going to do it anyway. We're going to do our best effort to make sure that we're going to stop that.
All right. But take a quick break, and then we'll come back with some final thoughts on the Everybody Walks campaign. It's a way of showing grace to kids that maybe have been in the past denied an opportunity to walk in their graduation ceremony. But at the same time, the goal of this is to make sure that everybody walks away from their graduation celebrations after the big day or the big night. And law enforcement is a big part of this with zero tolerance, but at the same time, their goal is to make sure that your youngster arrives home safe. We've got more on the agenda next.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560, KPQ, KPQ.com, and streaming on Alexa or the KPQ mobile app.
All righty, Everybody Walks. We want all the kids to be able to walk in their graduation ceremony, but also walk away from their graduation celebrations. And kind of the program coming together as the result of course, our very tragic situation from last year's story of a death and very serious injuries to a very popular young man in our area. Sheriff Burnett, he kind of said, rallied the troops, let's really get the word out. And such great response with the school districts in the Chelan and Douglas County area. So it's hopefully the word.
Absolutely. We have our school resource officers connecting with every school district that we know of in both counties. And so, yeah, we're taking that very seriously. And again, we're hoping to deter it on the front end. And again, but if not, if we have to set the example of what kids coming up the following year can expect, then they know what their consequences potentially would be.
Okay. It's an emphasis patrol for the state patrol as well, for graduations, which kind of stretch out in our area, over, a lengthy period of time. It's not just all on one big weekend.
Absolutely. And, you know, as we get into the month of May, certainly, and one thing I know that you're very familiar with over the course of summer is designated as the 100 deadliest days for teen drivers. And so we see so many unnecessary tragedies that occur during that time frame. So as a commitment from our agency as well as the law enforcement in this community, we start early in really addressing those dangerous behaviors and those actions and trying to get the educational component, but really change the mindsets of folks before we get into it, because we want them to enjoy their summers, their careers, and their opportunities, and that with their families. And so whatever we can do to mitigate those potential tragedies in the front end, we're going to do that. And through this partnership and commitment over the next many weeks is guaranteed.
All right. Assistant Chief for East Wenatchee, Ray Coble, Chief Harrison as well. You guys are behind this full force, and you'll have as many officers as a part of this. But, again, no holds barred. You want to make sure the kids get home safe out of the Eastmont School District.
Absolutely. As the Sheriff said and Captain Huss have said, if we can get the message out and if we can curb this behavior before it happens, that's the best scenario. But we're willing to deal with it on our professional level if we have to. These kids need to understand that there's some severe consequences for making bad decisions, and they could affect them for the rest of their lives, and it could even end their life. And we want to avoid that. And anything we can do to help them avoid that, we feel impelled to do it.
And Sheriff Morris, who from Douglas County was going to already be here and said, hey, can I bring my partners in on this effort? To spread the word. Thanks for saying, hey, I want to bring everybody in on this, because we're just kind of kicking this off today, right?
Yeah, we actually started the media blitz yesterday morning, I believe. And, Dave, I want to thank you for allowing us to come in on such short notice, fill up your studio here, and get this message out. I'd like to encourage all the people in the community to share our Facebook post, to get this information out. Help us get it out. We've got flyers. We're doing radio as much as we can. Social media seems to be one of the quickest and most surefire ways to get these messages out. So I'm going to ask everybody out there to please help us.
Yeah, if you see the message, it's, I think, probably on each of your social media sites for any of these agencies. Chelan, Douglas County Sheriff's Office, I'm sure Wenatchee, along with East Wenatchee Police Department, Washington State Patrol. I know Chelan County Emergency Management has it there as well. Share that post. It's Everybody Walks. Great program. Great idea, guys, and hope you meet with great success. And we have the most quiet, boring graduation period in terms of any emergencies that we could possibly have. I know those kinds of things have touched my family as well. So thanks for doing what you do, guys. Appreciate you coming in today on the agenda.
Thanks Dave. Steve.